Hi, Rina. Thank you so much for this opportunity to do this pet reading for Shalomina. I really just am in love with the pet readings. So, I don't know, it's just so different. It's the energy is it's just so innocent and so sweet. So, here we go. So, for emotional and behavioral wellness, Shalomina comes up with competition. Yeah, she likes a little competition. And spiritual intuitive connection, she's coming up as companion and guardian. So that's really beautiful. That's what she is. That's her role, is a companion and guardian. And also to mirror the owner's growth. So as you grow, she's growing with you. So I think that's really beautiful. The emotional state, what emotion is dominant right now? And the dominant emotion is calm and content. Yes. And what does Shalomina need right now is more mental stimulation. And I'll give you a little document to things that could help you with that. But that's what she needs. Or he needs. I'm not sure. And communication energy. What is your pet trying to say or express? And I am picking up on your stress. I love you even when I act out. So she is picking up on your stress and she wants to know that she loves you. And even though sometimes she might act out, she just loves you so much. Oh. And the soul perspective. What is their deepest soul message? And their deepest soul message is, I am your protector and I choose you for a reason. Nice. Now, relationship check-in. What does your pet feel in this relationship? And what's coming up is deeply bonded and secure. Also, sensing sadness in the owner and feels gratitude and devotion. So that's really sweet. And what is the core message your pet wants you to hear? And Shalomina wants you to feel hear, I feel your pain. I've been trying to help you heal. Wow. That's just, you see, these readings just touch me so. What lesson or role is a pet reflecting to the owner? And the lessons is anchoring of unconditional love and also emotional protector. And reminder to be present and joyful. So that's what lesson or role is the pet reflecting to the owner. So anchor of unconditional love, emotional protector, and reminder to be present and joyful. And what does the owner need to shift or heal for the pet's well-being? Releasing stress and fear that the pet absorbs. So Shalomina is, when you're feeling stressful, she's picking up on that energy. And the final message is thank you for loving me in all my forms. I need your peace more than your worry. You've already made me the luckiest soul. Oh, like I want to cry right now. Isn't that so sweet? So, you know how I do those energy scans from 1 to 10? So, the one at Shiloh is calm at a level 9. Everything else, she's a 10, and I'll read those categories. But the mental stimulation, she's a 5. So she definitely needs some mental stimulation. And I'll read those categories to you so you know what I'm talking about. Give me a moment here. But how are you feeling about this message? Isn't it so sweet? So for trust and safety is a 10. For emotional energy, she's calm and she's at a 9. The mental stimulation, she's at a 5. And the vital life force, how strong and vibrant the animal's physical vitality, is at a 10. And the energy shield and sensitivity, how well is the animal protected from feeling outside energies and stresses, is at a 10. Grounded, how grounded and centered, she's a 10. Heart connection's a 10. Soul purpose, 10, love and affection, 10, gratitude and contentment, 10, and house vibrations, 10. So she's just so happy and so grateful, and she just needs you to give her a little bit more mental stimulation that would just make her like super, super excited. And just be in the present with her. Yes, she loves that. She wants more of your peace instead of your worry. So this is awesome. What a beautiful, beautiful animal. And thank you so much, for that. Letting me get a chance to give you these messages for you. Yes, she wants you to release stress and fear, especially the kind you carry silently. And she wants you to know that she's strong, but she absorbs more than you realize. And you don't have to be perfect. You just need to breathe and be with her, and your peace becomes her protection. So that's deep also. And she wants you to know that your healing is her healing also. And that every moment of your stillness you offer, every exhale is shared. You don't have to explain or do more. She already understands. Her presence is her way of loving you. Oh my God. Also, she feels deeply bonded and secured, and she senses sadness in you, even when you try to hide it. And she carries gratitude and devotion for your love. And she quietly watches over your heart when you're emotionally distant. She notices, and she doesn't take it personally, but she feels it. She knows. So she needs a little acts of competition or needs for attention or ways of saying, I'm here. You're not alone. Let me help you carry it. So that is what's that. So for mental stimulation, it could be like interactive puzzle toys, food dispensing balls or treat mazes, hide and go seek puzzles, maybe something in the window. I'll send you this so you can get an idea and test it out. Do a few ex things and see how it works with her. But she would be so grateful for that. And that's about it. If you have any questions, let me know. But I really loved this reading, and she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful animal, and she's your baby. So see you on the next one, and thank you again. All right, bye.